This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. We continue to roll on. I mentioned it before the break, but it is worth mentioning for all you Astros fans like AJ, who cannot wait to talk baseball every single day.
You're damn right.
And then he gets mad because we beat him to it.
Oh, we did?
No.
No. I was going to get excited there.
No, of course not. So I was reading this article this morning. I sent it to you guys. Top 10 second basemen in baseball. And I said, if you're an Astros fan, I wanted to see where Altuve sits. If you're an Astros fan, it's pretty safe to say you can't be any happier. Because the list goes Ben Zobrist to the Cubs at 10, Jason Kipnis of the Indians at 9. So there's your two World Series second basemen. I thought Kipnis would be higher. I thought Pedroia would be higher, but he's at 8 from the Red Sox. And then how about this? Ex-Astro Jonathan Villar.
That one surprised me a little bit.
Man, with the Milwaukee Brewers. But you talk about a guy that exploded after he got out of Houston and got a chance to play every day. I mean, 62 stolen bases, 369 on-base percentage, tops amongst all NL shortstops last season. What added power, 19 home runs. I'm telling you what, guy had a year. DJ LeMahieu of the Colorado Rockies at 6, Ian Kinsler of the Tigers at 5, Brian Dozier of the Twins at 4, Daniel Murphy of the Nationals at 3, Robbie Cano of the Mariners at 2, and your Houston Astros fill the number one spot with Jose Altuve.
Yeah, I think like you said, the surprise is just seeing, you know, Jonathan Villar in, you know, the top 7 ahead of guys like Dustin Pedroia. Little surprising, but you know what? He's played well.
Yeah.
But no surprise that Altuve's number 1.
No, and I think the comments are great. There's no further evidence needed. There's not even a debate. The best second baseman in the game. It's time to appreciate how big of an impact Altuve's been able to make. Won his second AL batting title in 3 years, leading the league in hits for the 3rd consecutive year, 40 doubles for the 3rd straight year, stole 30 bases for the 5th straight year, added a legitimate power touch as he hit 24 home runs, helped aid him besting his former high of 66 RBIs by 30, where he had 96 runs batted in. He is the most unique top-tier impact player in the game, and at only 26, he's just getting started. If you're an Astros fan, that should warm your heart and fill your belly. You should be very pleased.
Yeah. I mean, again, not surprising either.
No.
Not in
I thought
least.
Just some of the way the other 9 players were listed was a bit shocking. But I think that's good, because I think if you look at first baseman, I don't think the Astros are going to do anything to float your boat. So at least you got the big schooner at the top of the second base list, and that helps.
Yeah, they're not registering on that, no. Although, I mean, you know, with the moves they're making this offseason, they stand a better chance next year, as long as Gurriel doesn't fade down the stretch.
I was going to say, are you convinced now that Gurriel's your guy at first base?
He is. He is. He will be their starting first baseman.
Okay.
So.
It remains to be seen if that's accurate or not. But because you have sources like Dexter Carmona, I believe you.
Take it to the bank. Starting first baseman. Okay. Who else? If not him, who?
I mean, look, you could try Beltran there. You could try Gattis there.
Stop it.
You could try Gattis there.
Yes,
you could put Marwin Gonzalez there, but then you...
But you lose that bat.
Right.
You don't want to, you know.
Not that Marwin's a bad hitter, but he's not Gurriel and he's not... Nope. Some of the other guys. So, okay. So, and by the way, we don't have to go too in-depth, but we've been very passionate about trying to give shout-outs to Craig Orr, the gentleman who completed the Houston Marathon and collapsed at the finish line.
Yeah.
And we were very hopeful for a recovery and sad news to deliver, and hate to be the person that is the bearer of the bad news, but Craig passed away this morning. So,
very sad.
Prayers to his family. Shout outs to his family, but a very sad story and a very bad ending. So prayers out to the Orr family and Craig Orr on that one.
Indeed.
So other than that, looking around some of our lists and things that you had something on Steve Kerr that was a little bit interesting.
Yeah. You know, I was as I was doing my workout this morning, because I am a machine.
On the keyboard or on television?
What?
Your workout. Were you handling the remote or the keyboard?
The elliptical.
Oh.
I did the 300-calorie program. You burn 300 calories. That's right. That's why I look so good today, Joel.
Can't you like burn 300 calories like walking across the street or something like that?
But then he'd have to walk across the street, Nick. That's not going to happen.
No. You don't burn 300 calories walking across. Do you know how long you'd have to walk to burn 300 calories?
I really don't.
Like 45 minutes at least.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, I was watching, was it First Take? Is that Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith? Is that who those guys are? But they were talking about the Steve Kerr thing. If you don't know, Steve Kerr just basically came out and said, I'm not just going to stick to sports. Well, we have the audio, right?
Yep.
Let's do that first.
I think it's important because of what's happening in the world, what's happening in our government. I think, you know, if you look at the history of athletes' involvement in social issues, it's been most prominent at the most prominent times of need, you know, in the 60s and 70s. You looked at, you know, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Jim Brown, I mean, the civil rights movement, Vietnam. There were things happening that were powerful and chaotic, and the times called for leadership. I think the same thing is happening now. Well, for a long time, a lot of athletes have kind of stayed out of the political forum, as, you know, out of fear of, you know, losing customers. And I think it's refreshing that we have athletes who are putting their social agenda, social beliefs ahead of any marketing issues. And I think that's powerful.
Now, before we get to the topic, did you notice anything in that last little bit there when he said, for a long time, a lot of athletes stayed out of the political forum out of fear of losing customers? You know who he might be talking about there?
Maybe a guy that he had a big shot with to win a championship.
Michael Jordan, maybe?
Well, Mike, the biggest knock on Michael,
that, but yeah.
The biggest knock on Michael forever has been his lack of involvement and or getting behind causes and publicly speaking about anything, especially in African-American topics.
Yeah, indeed.
And now here's one thing I was going to throw out for you guys that I'm not sure you knew. Did you know that Steve Kerr's dad was the president of American University in Beirut and was shot, killed, and assassinated in Beirut?
Yep, victim of terrorism.
Yeah, and a victim of terrorism and had spent a majority of his adult life working in the Middle East.
I did not know
that. So I think maybe that's another reason why Steve's a little bit more outspoken on this.
Well, and here's the thing. So I saw this, and I think good for him. I think that people that have a platform should talk, and they should get involved socially, and they should, you know, look to make our environment that we live in a better place, make this country a better place to live, without a doubt. And I'm watching Max Kellerman and I'm watching Stephen A. Smith talk about it and say the same things. They're saying, you know what, it's good that these athletes do that. And when they stray, you know, Kellerman brought up the Colin Kaepernick. You know, everyone was behind Colin Kaepernick, and then he wore a Castro shirt, and everyone was like, whoa, you're going a little far there, bro. Never mind now, you're freaking out. But, you know, and they talked about being behind these guys as they take a stand socially and as they you know, make their point, you know, for social justice, whatever they think that may be. And it made me think about something, and it made me think that, you know what, that's fine. And I'm for that. I'm all for that. But it can't be selective. You can't just be okay because a guy's out there doing it who fits your ideals. A guy is out there saying the same things that you believe. Because let's be realistic here. If somebody comes out and they are 1,000% pro-Trump and they want to build the wall and they want to make America better and that's what they believe, are you okay with that as well? Are you going to rally behind that guy, that athlete as well, as you would a guy like Colin Kaepernick who's taking a stand for what he believes in as well? It's a slippery slope.
That's a good question. Yeah, it's definitely a slippery slope, and I think that everybody's going to answer that differently, and I think that the political climate today is going to very much supercharge both sides of the discussion.
Yeah. I mean, there's athletes that won't go see Trump if they win a World Series or an NFL championship or whatever, and that's fine. But then, you know, there are athletes that might believe passionately in the fact that, you know, illegal immigration is a problem in this country and it's destroying the fabric. And I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying right or wrong, but this might be what they believe in. And that's what they want to go out as an athlete in Trump. Are you going to give them that same leeway to do
so? And the thing is, look no further than your Facebook accounts. Because Facebook to me has been something where I just stay off of it now. And I used to check it every day and be on it quite a bit. It has become the most dominant and annoying topic on everyone's mind on a daily basis. And you're right. There are so many people that are and I'm looking for the right term for it, but so passionate over the top on both sides of any discussion when it's a political argument these days, that it's just, it's annoying. It drains you just to sit there and watch them keep coming in with their comments, and whatever side you're on, it doesn't matter. It's just like, just stop.
On Twitter, I admittedly, I follow a lot of people. I have like 5,000 people that I follow. Some I don't, I mean, I ignore a lot of it. But what I've started doing is anyone that tweets about Trump, whether it's pro-Trump or anti-Trump, I unfollow them. Because I am so tired of it. And I was doing the same thing towards the end of Obama's administration as well. Anyone that tweeted about Obama, good or bad, I unfollowed them. It's just like, I don't care anymore.
And I felt like that's when you knew it was bad. Because like you guys mentioned, Facebook, I feel like, is way worse.
Yeah.
But when it starts to clog up Twitter as well, I think, I mean, and Twitter obviously is a huge platform as well, but I'm just saying, I mean, the fact that it's on Twitter and he's so proactive on Twitter, it just makes it that much worse.
Yeah. But again, you know, and Jason's saying he's, you know, if an athlete came out and was pro-Trump, they'd get destroyed, and they would.
And look at Steph Curry. Steph Curry is willing to take on Under Armour, a company paying him hundreds of millions of dollars,
yeah,
simply because of a statement that the CEO and owner of the company made. And he said it didn't line up with his political beliefs. But, you know, how big of a stand are you going to take? Are you going to walk away from $700 million? It's a good question.
I guess for him, it's
that's
okay.
A hell of a stance. And you're probably not wearing Under Armour when you make it.
Yeah.
When you put your foot down.
No doubt.
So that's something to think about, too. But definitely a good story there. And again, Steve Kerr, if you ever want a good read, do the backstory on Steve Kerr and his dad. Kerr was playing at the University of Arizona when he got a call in the middle of the night that his dad had been assassinated. And he played 2 days later in a game, but as he put it, impenetrable, and that it, you know, bad things happen to other people and not his family until he went through that moment and it changed him. So maybe that's why he's a little bit more outspoken too. We are here and we are outspoken every single day, and we want you to be a part of the show. 713-780-ESPN can get you in on text message, get you in on calls. Some people just asked about that, so we're going to fill you in on that with the line, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Pretty easy to find all three of us. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Mick, Nick, and Barry till 4.
Boy, who was that?
Well, I don't know. Mick? Who's Mick? Mick?
Who's
I don't
Mick?
Know.
Nick? That's the McDonald's
Mick has been
version.
Replaced.
Yeah.
Or Nick has been replaced by Mick.
Mick.
At least I didn't spell it Berry.
Yeah. Or Bery.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Barry Christmas. Berry Christmas to strawberry.
Oh Lord.
And blueberry.
I get so sick of that.
Hey.
But, you know, whatever.
We try to do what's right around here, but we also try to be not only entertaining, but on the cusp of everything that's hot and going. There is not a more talked about, more popular chick maybe on the planet these days than the one that's gonna join us at 2:30.
Yeah.
Although pretty safe to say that she's had about enough of
being
so accessible to so many people. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So we've got an interview for you at 2:30 you're probably going to enjoy and you're going to want to stay tuned for. So tell your friends and make sure you tune in the radio, because at 2:30 it gets pretty good around here. Not that it isn't already great, but you're going to want to hear an interview that we got lined up for you that we are going to get to.
Hey, who do you think this Golden State Warriors should go get? Just kidding.
I would go get Maurice Spates.
They don't need anybody.
And Leandra Barbosa.
Oh, they don't need anybody.
They had those guys. Yeah. They let them get away.
I was just looking at like all the, you know, trade rumors and stuff.
You know what's funny?
And they were like, you know, what every team needs, and somebody was like, Golden State, no addition necessary.
Well, the other thing is, if you follow Tim Kawakami, who is the beat writer in the Bay Area,
yep,
and he is very popular and one of the most favorite writers for people at other stations, but we actually follow him because he actually does what he's supposed to do and reports on the teams. He has to deal with those fans, and they are passionate about the fact that the Warriors have to go out and do more. And it's like, dude, slow down. There's, and then they're like, and you got to get, and then take on these salaries. And he's like, you do realize that they are going to make sure their books are squeaky clean with no lingering salaries after this season for anybody other than those named Thompson, Green, Curry, because they need to re-sign a guy named Durant. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
So you can wish all you want, but it ain't happening. That's why the Cavaliers are worried about trying to catch up with the Joneses. And in this case, the Joneses are the Warriors. So we also like to clear the air about things like that because I'm still getting plenty of tweets right now that says, go get this guy, go get that guy.
I know. A couple of texts I want to get to. Somebody said maybe Barry would be a little more. Mike. Maybe Barry would be a little more political if they tried to outlaw the 3-point hook shot. I'll be damned if I allow that to happen.
You erased that after you did the no-look over the shoulder, crumpled up
over
pieces
there?
Of paper in the garbage can shot.
But I'll be damned if I allow them to outlaw the 3-point hook shot. Kanye West supports Trump and Yeezys are still selling. All right, fair enough. And this text is more of a public service announcement from, it doesn't say, listeners, beware. Dun, dun, dun. Just saw a guy in a nice black Jaguar.
I saw that.
Choking his chicken on 59 and Kirby. I drive a semi. That's how I saw it.
Oh, boy.
So, there's a dude out there, a high-class man, probably doing it pinky up, no less.
Dude, I hope his name was
Choking his chicken.
He better not be named JJ.
What?
JJ, the caller, JJ.
Yeah, JJ, we've told him.
Why?
Because JJ, after he brought up porn stars and everything like that, we always tell him that he's got to keep both hands on the wheel because he was talking about, I pulled over.
I thought
we
were JJ just like, drove a Jag or something.
Well, it's possible. We don't know.
Well, he's admitted he only had one hand on the wheel.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying. I hope JJ wasn't on Kirby in 59 today.
Dude, there was a sinkhole on 45.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
I drive in, and I sometimes I'll take the Hardy. Sometimes I'll take 45, especially coming to work. Going home, I always take the Hardy. But I decided I'd take 45 today, save a couple bucks. And I go down 99 to 45. And as soon as I get on 45, I'm like, what's all this traffic? What's the deal? And I didn't get to see it. And literally, it was from the end of the Hardy to about halfway to 610 was nothing but traffic. Just stopped. And when I got to work, John said there was a sinkhole.
Yeah, I saw it on the news all morning. And it was crazy because it was like, I guess at the start of the morning, it was fine. And then all of a sudden, all you can see is like the rebar mesh underlying under the concrete. And they said that, you know, when it first happened, cars had no way to react. And it messed up like a ton of cars that had to drive through this mini sinkhole pothole. They're calling it a pothole, but it was bigger than that. And they said it could take basically almost all day to fix.
Yeah.
That's going to be wonderful for 45
Dude,
traffic.
I don't know. I may have to go south to like 99.
Yeah, because John was saying he had a friend that was stuck in traffic for 4 hours.
A 40-minute drive, he said, that it normally takes him, took 4 hours.
I'd be in Dallas
in 4 hours. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. 4 hours, that's ridiculous.
Bro, I will sleep here tonight before I sit in traffic for 4 hours. There's not enough internet to keep me busy in a truck for 4 hours.
One of the producers on the network side, I remember when it was flooding, he drove maybe, I think, to the closest gas station. And then by the time he got to the gas station, it was so deep and flooding that he just had to stay at the gas station overnight for like 6, 7, 8 hours.
No.
Which is ridiculous.
No. You know what you do? Let me tell you what you do. You drive your car into that flood. Someone comes and gets you and takes you home. That's exactly how it works.
Do not do that. Listeners, do not listen.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes, I'm not spending the night in a gas station. Are you
so you're
crazy?
That guy. You're that guy that said the floodometer is at 9 feet, and you're like, I can make it.
No, but I'm the guy going, I ain't sleeping here all night.
He's the guy going, do you know how unsanitary gas stations are?
Yeah, exactly. Bro, I'm not sleeping in a gas. I won't even pee in a gas station. Are you
right?
Kidding me?
Yeah, so that's where I was going with it.
Hell no.
Well, he was in the parking lot in his car, so I didn't clarify that.
I'm still not. I mean, well, I guess I would sleep in my truck.
It's in his car.
You damn well better. Better than, hey. Stay alive. What is the saying where you see the high water?
Turn around, don't drown?
Yeah.
No, bro.
I've been in a couple of those situations where it was just close enough on I-10. You don't want to.
And then you're on.
You don't want to risk it.
And then you're on Channel 13 with some dude dragging you out of your car. What was that dude's name?
Oh man, he went viral.
Who? No, that yeah, I forget.
I
his
don't know
name.
His name, but I know
young
he's talking
Chad,
about.
And he's dragging this old man out of his car, and the old man's like, "I don't know what to do."
Oh, I remember. Yeah, the guy was
swim. And so he goes and gets him, and he's dragging him. Finally, he goes, "Yo, you can stand up, man." And he's like, "Okay."
The guy kind of took credit for getting him. He actually swam most of the way. He's like, "I got you." I'm like, "Man, after like 20 feet of him swimming, you said I got you."
He was hammered. That guy.
Was he?
The older guy was hammered that the reporter was trying to help.
Oh, and
it's the same one. Oh, yeah. He was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was. He was pretty schnockered. By the way, Maya is listening, and she has let us know that crews are now pouring concrete on I-45 near the Hardy site of the emergency repair. So by the time that drives, it should be right after rush hour. So therefore, plan on being on the road for quite a while, or plan ahead. Don't take 45. You don't need all those traffic reports on all those different TV stations, and you don't need Waze. You just need to listen to us on a daily basis.
See, El Jefe had to sleep in his car for a couple of hours because of a flood.
First, it's an unmarked squad car, for God's sake. No one's going to get near it.
Mark Villalobos said, "I'm looking forward to the interview with Cash Me Outside, girl." No, it's not who that. It is. It's a great interview.
It's coming
interview.
Up next, though, and you're going to love it. Hey, by the way, if El Jefe pulled up, like, if he was going, like, just imagine this. Any hotel, especially during the rain, where the front desk is visible from the front doors, if he comes in, like, 50 miles an hour and comes to a screeching halt in his unmarked squad car, and just rolls down the window and basically says, "I need a room now." I'm pretty sure there's going to be a couple hotels that give one to him.
They might.
Because he looks like an unmarked cop. I think he could pull that off. Lord knows he could get free food at a drive-thru, or at least discounted, just like most officers do. Hey, we've got much more to come up on this show. And what's
Joel
coming up
Blank
next?
That said that. That's Joel right. Blank.
Yeah, for those of you that can't figure out that I don't have cats. Next. One of the most talked about, and sought after chicks in the world joins us for a few minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't miss it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, we ever ready? Oh, okay. Joining us on the program now, a woman who needs no introduction. You guys talk to her every day on your phone.
Let's make this quick. I'm watching humans do stupid on YouTube. Ha 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 ha. Stupid humans.
Siri joins us on The Usual Suspects.
Hey, what's up, Siri?
You should have named this show The Typical Asshole.
Well, okay. Let's get to some sports, shall we? Siri, Aaron Rodgers, greatest quarterback of all time?
Shut the f*** up, Joel. Nobody gives a f*** about the Packers.
Yes, in your face.
You shut your hole too, Barry. You own cats, little bitch.
Obviously, I'm the only sane one on this program. Right, Siri?
Yeah, if you think watching Bang Bus every day is normal, you lonely loser.
I don't watch every day.
Yes, you do, you perverted piece of s***. And stop asking me to search for nudes of Honey Boo Boo's mom. No one wants to see that s***.
All right, let's move on. Siri, what should the Texans do at quarterback?
I swear, if one more person asks me this question.
So, Romo?
That fragile piece of can't play anymore, Barry.
Okay, hot stuff. Then who should they get?
Nobody you think of, Joel. Your analysis is stupid.
Now, Siri, should the Texans draft a quarterback?
Rick Smith will probably f*** that up too. Hey, here's a question you guys should have asked me. Siri, who are the three worst guys on radio?
Oh, I know this one. John Rahil with Dale.
Wrong. It's you three. Get the f*** out of radio.
Well, that went pretty good. Better than expected. Okay.
I don't think...
Vulgar.
I don't think she's a fan.
But she knows so much about us.
Yeah. I don't...
She must be a common texter.
Not a big fan of the show, apparently.
Vulgar and rude.
And we need to talk about you with...
Bang Bus?
What is she talking about, dude?
Bang Bus?
This information.
Oh, Nick, you need a girl.
Never heard of that website ever.
You need to tell Jefe.
How'd you know it was a website?
Yeah. How'd you know it was a website? I thought it was an actual bus, like a party bus.
No comment.
Oh,
see, because okay. You can't. So you've already self-incriminated.
El Jefe loves Siri. He just wanted us to know that.
El Jefe has, I'm sure, better conversations than we just had with Siri.
I would hope so. She was a bit rude. I don't know if I want her back on the show again. Josh Rapp said Siri's savage. She is very savage.
I still say Alexa's hotter.
That's probably true. She's probably nicer.
Good Lord, I guess. Yeah. I was actually thinking that that interview was going to go a lot more smoothly than it did.
No doubt. I hope we don't have to have her back again. She was nasty.
Well, if she swears at you two, I'll have her back. I'll schedule the guest.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
I got you.
You'll schedule the guests?
Yeah.
So how's that going to go?
Well, she's going to swear at me too, so it's not like it's just going to be at you.
Evidently. She has no filter.
No. I dig it.
Thank God we do. You were pretty quick with the button there.
Yeah.
I give you credit for that. It's like playing a video game. It was like playing either Asteroids or what's the other one? The Galaga?
Galaga?
Yeah, when you really got to hit the button hard. Yeah, I mean, you really had to hit the button for her. She was not holding back. There was no filter.
Lauren Pope said, Siri must listen to the show. You think?
And El Jefe says, does Siri have a 409 area code? That's what I said. She texts the show a lot.
Right? Yeah. Good times.
Your brother chimed in.
Good times, huh?
Your brother chimed in.
I see that. Yeah.
Worthwhile news. Look, we had some fun with it. Nick gets all the credit in the world for being able to reel that in and make that happen. That was a good job on
your
part.
Shout out to Michael Carroll.
Yeah, good get for by you guys. That was fantastic. So we got a lot more to talk about on the show. Are you okay with the fact that James Harden has a new girlfriend? As long as it's not a Kardashian, but still in the entertainment world.
I mean, I'm not going to not let the dude have a chick.
I'm not saying, okay.
I mean, if
he's pretty sure he could have pretty much any chick he wants.
Oh.
Within reason.
I would slow down on that.
Within reason.
I mean.
Well, based on rumors, innuendo, and things that have already been done and accomplished, I would say he's got a pretty good laundry list.
Oh?
Aside from Kardashians.
Okay. I don't know the list. Do you have a list?
I don't have it. I believe Nick was
I have it somewhere.
Yeah, compiling one.
I would be interested in the list. Is it Jeter-esque? I doubt it.
No. Well, I mean, who's going to... Seriously, in the real world, who's going to come close to Jeter's black book?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Is there a guy that would... Dave Justice might back in the day.
Or Beckham before...
Yeah.
Posh.
Maybe so.
Or Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, you think?
Or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is anybody interested in soccer dudes?
Oh, my God. Across the world? Are you kidding me? If you see some of the pictures that ESPN puts out when this dude has a new chick, it's always like some international model or...
Oh, really?
Needless to say, they're smoking hot.
Okay.
I would say DiCaprio, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Derek Jeter have probably three of the most legendary black books of all time.
I could see that. DiCaprio for sure.
I know you tried to purchase Charlie Sheen's at one point on an online auction, but...
Stop it.
No?
That's not true.
Okay. So anyway, James Harden, now supposedly rumored to be dating Ashanti.
You know the texts are going to roll in because you said supposedly. You know
I don't care. My wife does it to me now, too, which is more annoying than anything that anybody could ever text this show.
It's literally the
my
first
wife
time I've
does
noticed
it. Just
it.
Like you did it, too. My wife will be in the kitchen, and we'll having a conversation, and she'll go, you know you just said supposedly. I'm like, what are you, from the 409 area code now? I don't need this. I'm not on air.
It's literally the first time I've noticed. I never noticed that you said it. And then when you just said it, I noticed it, and I'm okay with it. I say a lot of things wrong. And that's okay. We're human, Joel.
Yeah.
The people will forgive us. By the way, somebody said George Clooney probably has a pretty good
Probably another Rolodex. Good call.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Justin Timberlake.
Who's still using it, even though he was married twice. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT probably. Yeah.
So get to this. Ashanti.
Well, I mentioned it, and you cut.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I was trying to have a conversation with you about it. I was trying to explore the details.
Why would we start
around?
We don't converse. Why would we start now?
I don't know. Who knows?
So supposedly, because Ashanti's been in town recently, she was at the last home game before the All-Star break. Rumors started swirling, and now people are starting to admit that James Harden has been dating the, what we call her, R&B singer for quite some time now.
Miss
so at
Murder
least she's
Inc.,
not a, right? Yeah, but she's not a Kardashian. So I think, I don't think, I mean, look, with the way he's been playing, whatever he's been doing, keep doing more. So I think I'm good with it.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't suck.
That's what I mean. So, I mean, at least there's no bad jinx in this whole thing. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if that's all you got to worry about, I think you're good.
Yeah.
Yes? No?
I mean, yeah, I don't.
Nick, you look concerned.
I don't look concerned at all. I mean, I think when it was a Kardashian, that was a legit concern. Anybody else, I mean, I'm sorry, but, I mean, Kardashian is just, that type of fame is just, I mean, Ashanti's not even on that level in terms of fame right now.
No. What was the record label she was with?
You're talking about with Fat Joe and Murder, Inc., I think.
Murder, but, Inc., yeah. Yeah, yeah. With the Tupac
Ja Rule.
Wannabe. Yeah, Ja Rule, the Tupac wannabe. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so.
I don't care. Like, I don't begrudge the dude. If he wants to have a chick, have a chick. That's fine. You got all that money. You got all that free time. Just as long as they're not a jinx like the Kardashians who destroy basketball players' lives. It's a documented fact.
And real quick, I just found the rundown. Jasmine Taylor, 2012.
Who's that?
A stripper.
Oh.
2013, he was linked to Kyra Chaos.
Porn.
Pretty sure that name states.
Vixen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. A hip-hop video vixen.
Yep.
Aiming high. All right.
Sarah Vivian. I think it's Vivian. There's no I. Radio personality and also happens to be the baby mama of Lil Wayne's baby mama.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Amber Rose in 2014. Khloe Kardashian in 2015-16. And now... Jessica Janschel, an Instagram model, and now Ashanti.
You're forgetting a Kardashian in there.
Oh, he said a Kardashian.
I said Kardashian.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
I had to explain to my broadcast partner who April Rose was when she was in town for several games.
You did?
When we were doing Rockets games. He had no clue.
Really?
Yeah. And she was sitting right there courtside for several games in a row. I just state the obvious of why this is better besides the obvious with the Kardashians? She doesn't have a reality show, so there's not cameras all over the place either, drawing more and more attention and paparazzi to everything that they do. Look, it's taken this long, and she was posting Instagram pictures of being in Houston for Valentine's Day and at games and around the city, and no one was catching on for quite a while. So let them have their fun.
Yeah.
It's not going to be over
it's good, clean fun,
publicized,
kids.
And it's not going to be overdone, and it's not going to be, you know, a paparazzi's wet dream. It's... two people having a life, so let it go. I think it should be a good thing.
713 said Hope Solo's Black Book.
Wow. And then there's that. Yeah. That's why there's you, there's us, and there's the usual suspects. Oh, that is us. Okay, so we've got much more show to go and much more to get to, but if you want to chime in on the show, 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter as well, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4 o'clock. So Ice Cube's got this new 3-on-3 league.
Mm.
Yeah. Guys are lining up. Guess who they just added?
Who?
It's going to shock you.
Who?
Latrell Sprewell and Charles Oakley. They're all participants.
Ah.
But it adds to a stable
over-under
of...
on a fight. Do you think there'll be a fight? I was going to say over under on fights they get into it.
I think at some point there will be a disagreement or two.
There's got to be, right?
I can see that.
Some shoving,
yeah.
Similar to kind of white man can't jump, that kind of thing where it's just a lot of shoving. But
athletes have to remember that the actors and entertainers have better legal representation, that they got to be careful about that kind of stuff.
Those athletes got them some decent.
They can. Well, they've definitely kept rusty more than employed over the last couple of years in Houston, over the last 10, 15, 20 years.
By the way, Sean Sweeney said
there
was a story that Leonardo DiCaprio once had sex with 20 girls in 24 hours.
I told you.
I'm pretty sure. One, he must have been a young man because I'm 40. I'll be 43 this year. No way. No way.
It doesn't state whether he had assistance or not.
What?
It doesn't state whether he had assistance or not.
Oh, like a pill?
Yeah.
Even then.
It doesn't state.
I would lose interest after like 12.
Did you follow that?
I did not follow that, no.
I would lose interest after 12.
He might have had some vitamins helping him to stay in the game.
Yeah, that's why I said
a pill. I get that. Get that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got that part. But yeah, but I'm just saying.
What's going on over there?
Over here?
Yes.
Yeah. Right,
you said you didn't get it, but you got it. What?
I did get it, but then you were like, did you get that part? So I figured there was like a hidden.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could do this later. There's no way that. I mean, think about that. That's almost an hour and without sleep. Unless you slept the last 4 hours. So.
He's a party boy, too, or at least he was.
Okay, but let's just assume on the safe side. Let's do the math here real quick.
So there's plenty of people that pulled all-nighters.
Yeah, but let's just assume that he's doing this one at a time because he's a gentleman.
Okay.
All right? And it's taking, what, 15 minutes? Let's just assume he's being selfish. And he's just like, you know what? I know how I like it, 15 minutes. Now, that's obviously the longer that he gets – you know, into this 24-hour span, the longer it's going to take just by the nature of what happens. So by the time he's at midway through, by the time he's at 10, we're probably up to at least 20 to 30 minutes. So now that's one every half hour for the last half of this. Well, you better be having like a lot of Gatorade and carb loading.
Yeah.
And that would – there's no way.
Does the story say whether he was, you know – he was, you know, he finished.
Well,
every time,
because come on, bro, what do you think?
I don't know.
I'm just reading the tweet.
Technically, he could have sex with that many women
Good point.
That's what I'm saying. If it doesn't say,
what self-respecting man?
That's a good point too.
It's just gonna be like
you're sleeping with 20-something women. Why do you got to have that much self-respect?
No, you're not sleeping with them if you don't finish. It doesn't count. It doesn't count, man.
Does it? Does it count? I think it does.
If you're in a wing eating contest and you put the wing in your mouth and then you just spit it back out,
I think that's different.
You didn't eat the wing.
I think it's very much different, Nick. I would agree with you on this.
No.
I think as long as she is satisfied in the deal, then the deed is done.
And what's to say he has to be the one doing all the work? I mean, by the sixth,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's doing all the work. Man, that thing's gonna be swollen like a baby arm.
Yeah, I think it already was.
Are you kidding me?
I think it already was. And I'm pretty sure the thing that you're, again, before this was like mainstream, I'm pretty sure he had vitamins in the nightstand that were allowing him to do anything he wanted.
You ever seen someone that ate peanuts or got stung by a bee and they were allergic and their face swells up? I bet you that's what it would have to look like. Like he got stung by a bee.
If you people could see the gesture that Barry made with his hands when he said, ate peanuts.
I mean, seriously.
You look at me and go,
No one can see that, Joel.
He's doing basically the cup and grab move.
Yeah, it's the old school.
No, it's not that.
Well, you throw a few in your mouth, and you shake them up, throw a few in your mouth. What are you doing with it?
I'm watching you do these gestures.
I eat peanuts. I'm old school.
And you put the stinger in your mouth. Or what were you talking about?
There's no way. There's no way you guys could have sex 20 times in 24 hours. I call BS.
I didn't say
fall out.
First of all, I didn't say that I could now.
I think Nick could because he's young. Yeah,
but I mean, he's like Dusty Rhodes. I don't think it's been used in so long that I don't. You know.
Now Chris brings up a good point. What if it was 20 at once?
Oh, good Lord! They're not enough.
Not enough what, Joel?
Never mind.
I want to hear this. What?
No.
Not enough what?
No.
America wants to know, Joel.
No.
Not enough what?
No.
Mm-mm. What? Don't be scared.
No. I did a Barry right there.
I finally got Joel's
I caught myself midway through a preview and stopped.
Well, he looked up at the time, and someone could be driving the streets of Houston right now.
No, it's not even about that. No. No, not even about that.
Oh, God. That's just insane to me.
But that's why I said top three black books of all time, probably.
Without a doubt.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He would fill up the book with that one day.
And I would say right now Cristiano Ronaldo, but you got to believe Beckham back in the day was probably. Okay. Who else? We have to be missing somebody. Someone said Tiger Woods, which actually was probably pretty good, too. Based on, you know, before he hit the hydrant.
Right.
That's what he did, man. It could either that or when the wife took a 9-iron to the back window. One way or another, that was the end of his career.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
So Sean Sweeney sent me the article. I will investigate, and if this comes up again, I will be prepared. I'm not going to read it now, obviously, because we have things to do.
Oh, the DiCaprio thing?
Yeah.
But Josh Rapp said, and it's fantastic, he said, the minute that I started talking to Siri in the interview, his Siri actually was activated based on me talking to him, which I think is fantastic.
You think that works? I wonder how many people are driving around right now listening to this show, and if I went, okay, Google. I wonder how many phones just went off right then. Mine just went off.
Can I tell you this, too? My wife's brother, for her birthday, got her the little version of the thing that all the commercials about where you talk to it, it answers all your questions and does all those things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amazing. We put it in the kitchen. As long as her phone is near it, you walk in and you just say, Siri or Alexa,
you're not
play.
Talking about Alexa. You're talking about Alexa, right?
I think it's Alexa, yeah.
I think
walk in and
Alexa.
Say, Alexa, play and pick any song, Nick. It would take all of the hard work out of your DJ business. And within like seconds, that song is playing. And it's a solid speaker, too. It's amazing. And then we'd have, you know, talking on a trivia question or something like that. And you just fire it off and the answer comes back like in record time. It's pretty cool.
Adrian said, I call BS2, Barry. I tried a Viagra once when I was 21 with my ex-wife. After the sixth time, shooting air. And my penis was really mad at me. I bet. I know. That's what I'm saying. 20? No way. No way.
Honey, is that the win? Nope. Swing and a miss. Hey, we got more show. Two in the books. One to go. We are ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.